Hello, and welcome back to another episode of The Legit Guys. Today, we will be discussing hypothetical situations, what we'd do in them, and how we'd react. So, before we start, just going to say how this is going to work. I've prepared six hypothetical situations, and we're going to go through them and see how everyone would try to be in them and how they'd react to them. First, I'll call one person, they can respond, and then everybody can discuss, okay? So, first up, we have human Wagyu. We're going for a bold start here. If you were to be human Wagyu, like, you literally turn into someone else's dish, how long or what grade of Wagyu would you want to be? Now, the higher the grade, the more luxurious the life you get. So,
what?
Yeah.
Slow down. We skipped a few steps.
No. We're going straight into it, Aram. Since you're
human
so hungry.
Wagyu.
Yeah. You become someone else's steak, but for as long as you live, depending on the class you choose, you get to live in utter luxury and do whatever the hell you want.
Okay.
Okay, so there's like, what, nine classes of Wagyu from A1 to C3.
Mm-hmm.
So say you were going to be like, utter luxury, you can do whatever you want. At this point, humanity's invented the cure to freaking dying, so you can go skydiving, whatever the hell you want. That's A1, but you only get to live for 2 years. A2, gotta be a little more on the calm down side. You can't just keep living as however the hell you want, but basically any and every option is available to you.
Okay, and like C3 would be poverty, but living for a long time, or?
C3 would be like you have some benefits, like, I don't know, you have a stable income, you have a place to stay, you get to, you know, stuff like that, like a normal person would, not poverty, but, you know, you get whatever the hell you're at, so C3 would be 50 years of living, but it's 50 years of living with just an income and a place to stay. You don't get any.
So that's like better than what you're doing now.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Why did we have to compare that to steak?
No, I'm just saying that you become someone else's meal. You don't have to, but you know, then you basically do live in poverty.
Okay, I choose the best class. Wait, no, the second to best class.
Wait, when you say live 2 years, does that mean like you're born and 2 years later you die?
No. It's from when I'm giving you this option. So say you're as you are right now, you're what, 18? You get to live until you're 20, almost 21.
Deal, Lim, you should take it.
That doesn't sound too bad.
You're not gonna live any longer than that anyway.
I'm not after this EE I just sent in.
True.
That's true.
But yeah, so the classes are A1 to C3, and the year gaps are, for A1 it's 2 years, A2 4, A3 is 6 years. Goes on to B1 10, B2 15, B3 20, and after that it goes up in jumps of 10 years.
Okay, what are the living conditions in like B2?
In B2. All right, basically, you don't have to really work a day in your life. Like, you're set as is. You don't get any major benefits, but you don't really have to do any, what you would call, work.
Okay.
That makes sense to you?
Okay,
I choose B1.
Sorry?
What is B3?
Liam, it's the same but just worse. No, shut up. I choose B1.
No. So anything in like C class means barely above what a mediocre person in, say, I don't know, Canada or Czech Republic in an MEDC would be like. So you got an income, you got a roof over your head, you can do all the fun stuff like vacations, hanging out with friends, going to the cinemas, whatever, and you have some added benefits on top of that. B1 is mostly, you don't really have to really work, you don't have to do any of that boring stuff, but it's not like you can just go out and do whatever the hell you want. There's limits, because, for example, if you're B3, like, you have to have some sort of backup. You can't just go and die out of doing a joyride or something, because that's getting luxury for nothing. And then A1 classes, you get to do whatever the hell you want.
I mean, so if I'm B3 and I die because something happened to me,
your family gets like a whole debt for whatever you lived through.
Well, then that's their problem.
As long as it's not yours.
I choose B1.
Aaron suicidal, okay? I choose B two.
Okay, B1 and B2. Ivan,
what 5 do you years think? Different.
If I choose B1, then it's 15 years old?
If you choose B1, it's 10 years. You get to live to like 10 more years than what you're at currently.
Oh, right now? Oh,
yeah.
Then I'm definitely choosing like B1.
B1, that's 10 years. B1. All right. Dennis?
B1.
Okay, oh, so basically...
So you lowered it at 27.
You want to die at what, like 33?
Yeah.
Why?
That's like in the 30s. That's... Your life's over.
Yeah, it basically. Is. It's not like it is in the 30s.
The average lifespan. The average lifespan 72 years. What do you mean your life's over when you're 33?
No, the average lifetime of an Arum is 28 years. So I would be average.
All right, if you say so. Okay, so you guys have all basically decided that you wouldn't want the utmost luxury of doing whatever you want, but you wouldn't want to be just barely above mediocre in order to shorten your lifespans. So, B class. Now,
I have a question. No, shut up. If when we get turned to steak, right?
Yeah.
Wait.
Does that happen while we're alive? Like, do they kill us before
Okay.
turning us into steak? Or do they torture us by turning us into steak?
You're asking if it's going to be immense pain or not.
Yes.
Well, okay. you, it can be painful, otherwise the meat won't be tender.
Dennis is right, but I was going to just say, put it like that A1 class is euthanasia, so you feel nothing. B1 is, I don't know, gunshot to the head.
You never said that. Then I want A1. I want A1. I want to die soon.
Oh, damn, then I want A1.
B1 is a gunshot to the head. That's like instant.
That's basically instant as well. Like, you might feel a little pain. Who knows?
No.
Maybe the gunshot will go bad. You'll feel a lot of pain.
From your coward.
How does a gunshot go bad in the head?
Look, there have been cases.
Like Hitler.
Okay. All right. Okay, so B1, why wouldn't you want to live in utter luxury, Liam? You seemed like one sociopath that do it anyway.
Not because I have a lot to do. It ain't gonna be finished in 2 years.
Like what? Your EE.
If I'm leaving in A1, I don't want to even hear about the EE.
Well, you don't.
Yeah. I'm leaving as A1 and someone mentions EE. I'm offing myself.
You want a refund?
I want a refund.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough, I guess. Aaron, why'd you choose B1?
No, I changed to A3 the moment you said euthanasia.
Oh, okay. That had an effect on you. All right. Why do you want to go for euthanasia, which is a needle, rather than a gunshot to the head, which is almost...
Wait, oh yeah, it's a needle.
This is a drug.
I hate needles.
I know you do.
Let's just say that it's a pill.
All right, Nick. Fine. For Aaron's sake, it's a pill, because he's a coward.
Oh yes, a pill. Okay. In that case... Well, look, you get to live 6 years. That's like what?
That's 6 years.
Six years.
6 years.
That's, you can do so much in 6 years.
What are you gonna do? Listen,
you can like skydive.
Okay.
Look, I don't have a plan for my life. But if it means that you don't have to do any work for the rest of your life.
It's a short life, though.
It's a short life. You don't have to do any work even if you're B-free, though.
You're just lazy.
No, because if you were B-free, you wouldn't do anything for the rest of your life. And you would run out of things to do and you would hate your life. But if you have a short period of time, you want to do it all, you do it all. And then you can die when there's nothing left to do.
Look, but Nick, in B3, do I have access to, like, games and manga?
Probably, it's...
if you then can... I don't need anything else. Fuck skydiving.
Okay.
Look, I don't want to skydive either, but it's what Nick said.
Read One Piece, then yes,
you need... It is what it is.
Okay. I guess A3 is a fair choice. Dennis, what about you? You said B1, right?
Yeah.
All right. Gunshot to the head seems like a nice way to go.
Oh, yeah, because I...
he chose it just for that.
I don't like any of these options.
Well, you could live in poverty and not become human steak.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I'm just going to just hang on for the rest of my life.
I'm just giving you options. You said you didn't really
give me
like
an option anything. Where I'm the most happy.
Am I able to poison my meat so that whoever eats me dies?
And you're dead after you die.
you could give me the option where I'm the most happy.
I mean, you could like poison your meat, but same consequences. Your family gets everything you've lived through, all handed back to them in a silver platter of debt.
They get poisoned meat.
All right.
They eat your meat.
I didn't have that in mind, but okay. Dennis, to answer your question, happy? That's 2 years in A1. That's a lot of happiness.
Too much, people would say.
What is like at least 5 years and kind of happy?
Well, that's like A2, A3. As Aram
said. Okay, I'm picking A3.
Buddies with Aram.
Oh, look at them, buddies.
Well, that's not together, happy Dennis. In that case.
You can be roommates in A3 land.
And they were I'll be happy for me, but not happy for him. Yeah, I'm taking that. I'm taking that choice.
Oh, no.
No.
What do you mean? Oh, no. You got my best.
You got a friend in me.
Ivan, what about you? You still sticking to B class?
No. How long is A2?
A2 is 4 years.
Oh, damn. Then I'm choosing A2, and I'm doing as much steroids as I can that's going to not kill me in 4 years, and I'm going to like, just get fucking...
Is it what? Just
I'm going to get...
Basically, we found out.
And at the four-year period, I would inject myself with so much heroin that it would put me on a two-hour delirium rampage, and then I would just die. I would just do as much shit as I could. I would be literally a fucking Hulk, and then I would just die in, like, beautiful, like, you know, suffocating on my own vomit, but in my head, I'm the Hulk.
At the same time.
It's going to be some intense steak, my dude. You want to say this?
At least he has his life plan thought out. It's only 4 years, but it looks like you know what you want to do exactly.
Nothing to do.
Aram has 6 years. He's going to spend the first five just thinking.
Skydiving. No, skydive.
Skydiving.
Aram, knowing you, the same thing's going to happen. You're going to spend the first five thinking. Liam's right.
No.
All right. Okay. In that case, if everybody's happy with their class that they chose and wants to die for that, let's move on to the next
one. We basically found out that three people are suicidal.
No.
Look, you're
just
only...
It's not worth living anymore. You know?
That's what suicide...
That's exactly what he means, Aram. You didn't make it any better.
No.
All right, in that case, let's move on to the second hypothetical. So you get the ability to time travel back in time. However, the further your travel, or however long your travel back in time is, that much gets taken off your lifespan. So say you wanted to time travel back to, I'm 16, so back to 2 years old and live my life all over again, I'd take 14 years off my final lifespan.
Wait, with your current knowledge, do you time travel with your knowledge?
Of course.
What if I try and travel forward? Do I get extra life?
Unfortunately,
you just blow the system.
No, you could. Okay, look. No, you don't get more life. If you time travel forward, your time stays the same, but it's basically like an AI takes over for you. You do not know what's going to happen when you come back to. You can go backwards and take time off your life and live your life with the knowledge and everything like you had. So, like,
basically, if you travel forward like 50 years, then you travel backward 50 years again, you get 50 years taken over your life?
Yes.
That sounds like a plan.
That's not necessarily a plan, because if you live to 50, that's 50 years of your lifespan gone, and an average human's lifespan is 72. So if then if you were to go back to
Aaron more suicidal ideas.
No, but you will know what the future is like. If you travel like 20 years into the future, then back, that's 20 years gone of your life. But you can I don't know, invest in some shit and you'll be rich.
Yeah, but you see, that's 40 years off your life because you've gone.
No. You said that forward travel doesn't take life off my life.
Yeah, it doesn't take life off your life, but if your lifespan is 72 and you decide to travel to the age you're 50, you've basically lived 50 years.
I said, no, if you go 20 years forward,
mm-hmm.
then 20 years backward,
that's 40 years. 20...
Well, I don't follow. I don't understand this logic.
You go forward, and it's as if you've lived your life. You don't get time taken off your lifespan. Like, you don't go, I've gone forward 20 years. It's taken 40 years off my lifespan. No, you go forward 20 years, and a different entity takes over for you. But it's as if you've lived those 20 years.
In that case, just 10 years. And it takes 20 years of your life.
Yeah. All right. So you travel forward in time, not backward. You travel forward and then backward.
Yeah, why be stuck in the past when you can live in the future, right?
Because you understand the past.
You're traveling into the future and then instantly back.
But it gains a lot of
you can enjoy it. You can savor it.
Well, Aram just seems to like to make his life short.
No.
But look, you travel 10 years into the future isn't beneficial at all, because you travel 10 years into the future, you travel back, within probably a year, all of your knowledge, if you make decisions based off of that knowledge and change whatever happens somehow, the knowledge that comes after that is just becoming obsolete.
Yeah, you dumb fuck.
But you don't seem to understand that I don't care about my past knowledge. I care about which stocks are going to rise and if Elon Musk colonizes Mars.
Yeah, but you see, you travel 10 years into the future. Say he does. It happens on year 5. But all of your decisions in the first year lead to there being minute, small changes in the time.
No.
No. For example, the minute changes, Aaron, that you are allowed into a Walmart, but suddenly you come back and you're fat and you're not allowed into a Walmart. See, like, these changes are very crucial.
Hold up, they're not ignore it. It's what he does with his knowledge that changes it.
Let's just ask someone else. I'm done with
confusion.
Aaron just wants to give up his life in any way possible.
Seems that way, but it's not true.
All right, Dennis, what about you? Would you go forward or backward? If at all.
I'd go backwards but not really that far back, because I will know like what will happen, right?
yeah.
Yeah, so bad. So okay. I would go back just like 5 years.
Fair enough. I guess my new changes wouldn't necessarily have to accumulate to something huge by the end of it. But I mean, I think it would be helpful in order, like, say, Aram, for you, like writing your E, you could go back a week in time with the knowledge.
I know. I just realized, why wouldn't I look at the stocks today, go back in time and invest in those stocks?
Good idea.
You very well could, but it took you like 5 minutes to think of that.
In those 5 minutes, I'm going back forward and back.
I'm going back 10 years, not forward and backward.
Going back 10 years. But you'd be a 6-year-old, 7-year-old.
Yeah. For the time being, it's the physical body that's 7 years old, but the mind.
But I doubt your parents will listen to you. Tell them, "Mommy, invest stock." Yes.
Well, no, you would blackmail.
How? You're a 7-year-old. How would a
7-year-old blackmail your own parents?
I haven't thought it that far ahead. Give me a second.
Okay, while you think of that, let's go to Ivan. Ivan, what about you? Forward or backward?
I will go forward.
Forward. How forward?
In my 30s, so like 12 to 15 years forward.
That's quite a hefty time forward. But you wouldn't go back. You'd just go forward.
No, because I am time travel responsible. Because if you go too much backwards, then you carry all your fucking germs and like viruses and stuff that the old people are not like ready.
Wow, see, Aram, someone's thinking.
Look, I don't care about the geriatrics.
You don't care if you annihilate half the world.
Look,
you'll have the population, but I hope the Apple stocks are going to be available.
Yes. I'll bring the coronavirus straight to them.
Okay.
I would go in my 30s because it's like the time where you're sort of like, you know, you know what you're doing, your job, but like you still are not like tired of your job as much. Plus you still have like the energy to hang out with your friends and do like physical activities and stuff. Mm. And you're more financially stable than when you're like 25.
Like, but that's all assuming the fact that whoever takes or whatever takes control of you for those 12, 15 years does so responsibly.
Well, it's definitely going to do better than me. That's what I'm telling you.
Okay.
Like, yeah, if I could put my body to autopilot right now, just like, I would do it. Why wouldn't I do it? Like, when I'm doing, like, this podcast, like, if like, in like, 10 years, somebody goes like, ooh, like, you guys podcast, like, holy shit, I'm getting canceled. Getting thrown out of my job, into jail, death sentence, and I'm going to hell.
Great.
You don't know if a legit guys will be an international company in the future.
Yes.
Oh, guys,
Or you could go backwards and just eliminate the legit guys.
Buy legit guys stocks, please. Fuck.
Aaron. I went to the future and tell you. Legit guys stocks go up 1,000% tomorrow.
You mean 0 to 0?
Yes.
Invest now, Aram. Help us out.
I'll pass. Thanks, though.
Alright.
What do you mean, thanks, though? This is not an option. That's an order.
Dennis, you are the rich. Come on, invest.
What do you mean?
You are the rich.
Okay. What about you, Liam? What you do with your life?
No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
I'm a time travel. I couldn't be bothered.
So what you're saying is you're just too lazy to time travel.
Oh my goodness. If I was to time travel back, I'd have to relive like school and stuff. Especially if I time travel back far enough, I have to go to Italian school again. I don't want to do that.
But, hold up. If you go to, like, wait 2 years, finish your high school diploma, know everything you know, go back to like primary school, they're gonna have to give you a high school diploma if you show that you're high school diploma worthy at like 5.
You're a genius. We should
that would require me to remember half of the stuff I was taught in IB.
Oh, yeah. Your shoddy memory. You're right. You're right. That's fair. Okay. So you wouldn't time travel at all. Like, even in the future, say, come some point past school, past the job, you just want to do something a little differently last week, you wouldn't time travel in the future either.
Oh, like make the decision to not go, not finish my EE on time. The great thing.
If you think that's a great decision.
I can see the repercussions of not finishing on time. And then convince him to not finish it on time.
Fair enough. Well, Aram's he struggled without you even having to convince him, so maybe just a little bit of convincing might make him do it. All right. In that case, let's move on to, since we're talking about living your life, what about if the rules of a video game applied to you? So say you could choose your difficulty, like, you know, hardcore, easy, story, whatever, and depending on that, you'd get different abilities and different, you know, bonuses. So say, like, if you went easy, you'd get to respawn, but, you know, other than that, there wouldn't be much. How would you live your life if you got to choose like that?
Fucking Dark Souls difficulty.
No, Liam, that's not a good idea.
You Pokemon hard.
You're not the only one suicidal in this group.
Well, no, I would get to respawn, right?
Well, depends what
Dark Souls. Well, Dark Souls, you respawn in Dark Souls more than many other games. Happy.
Huh?
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you're not happy. You get to totally enjoy the game.
You get to live through the pain again.
Yes.
Just so you can get decapitated over and over again.
Just so you get squished by a boulder.
Fun times ahead for you, Liam.
Yeah, just so you can almost kill a boss to just get one shot by a new attack.
Ivan, you?
Probably, like... Yeah, I'd probably take the hardest one, too.
First one?
Yeah.
Okay, but what would you do with it? Like, because, for example, if you took the easiest one, you could, I don't know, skydive without a parachute just for the heck of it, and you just wake up back at home. So yeah, why the hardest one? What would you do with it?
So in the hardest one, I do not respawn.
If you go, like, extreme difficulty, no, you only get one life. But the bonuses for doing it are amazing.
Oh, damn. Like, that's basically what we said in the first one. Would you rather choose, like, a lot of stuff but a short lifespan, or, like, you know, it's like... You know, you okay, have a enough. Much higher chance of dying.
Fair enough. I see your point. I'm going to change the question then. Say you could respawn. How would you live your life in the coming life?
I would just do the most dangerous stuff I can. Like, go into the army, then go do a police officer, and like scuba dive in, like, super deep trenches, and then go into, like, a submarine, and stuff like that. We just, like, do super, super...
So you want to see how many different ways you can die?
Oh, sort of. I can see how many things I can survive.
Okay, so that's a better way to look at it.
What can I withstand?
That's definitely a more positive outlook. Dennis? How would you live your...
I take the hardest difficulty and...
Wait, no, Dennis, I changed the question. You get to respawn. Sorry. How would you live your life if you got to respawn? What would be the things you'd do in the
game? I would take risks and embarrass myself and this kind of stuff.
But the thing is, embarrassing yourself, it stays with you. It's not like you get to erase everything. You just respawn. It's like the next day. You wake
but
up.
If I would become, if I would choose to become a magician and I could do, like, this most tough, you know, like, almost lethal actions, then I would do that. I'd maybe die like 27 times on the stage, but on the 28th try, I might even win.
it's a magic trick. Wait, no, it's an actual trick. They're sawing him in half right in front of us. There's no box involved. True yes. magic. It's utter form. Aram, you, what would be your coming decisions and actions?
And did you also get to live? We get to live in a game or what?
No, you get to respawn. Like, whatever you do, the next day you wake up in your bed again. You can die, whatever.
Aram, it's not SAO.
Well, I'd probably do the same thing I do every day, wouldn't I?
So you wouldn't take unnecessary
risks. Boring.
No, I would probably just cry while taking a shower.
Every day stuff, yes.
Yes.
Okay. Why wouldn't you want to take unnecessary risks if you have the ability to just...
They're unnecessary.
Well, yeah, but it could be fun, though.
Or not.
Yeah, Aram, just like not sending in your EE on time. Could be fun.
That's not a risk.
That is a risk.
If it's not a risk, then...
It's not an unnecessary risk.
I mean, to a certain degree, it makes sense. Like, you could have some pretty painful death, but at least you'd get to wake up the next
day. Wait, would you feel the pain?
Yeah, you would feel the pain.
Oh, yeah, then no. No, thank you.
Like, if a shark came at you and ripped off your leg and then chomped off your head, you'd definitely feel the bite of the shark. But you just wake up the next day knowing nothing can happen to you.
Yeah, but you'd feel the pain.
You would feel the pain. For a couple of seconds before the shark devours you.
Yeah, but then if you do something else, you'd have to live through the pain again.
Yeah, you would. That's why I'm saying your decision in some way is sensible. I understand it. But I probably still take unnecessary risks just for the fun of it.
Yeah, well, screw you. No one asks you.
Look, I'm just saying, if you take unnecessary risks where you can die instantly, that's no pain, isn't it?
Well, how do you know?
I don't. I'm about to find out if I get to respawn.
Die?
Look, I'm not up to try it just yet. Yeah, but in some way, a sensible decision. All right. Still staying on the topic of living your life. If you had to choose to go back to a time period, when would you go and why? Like, any time, but you have to go back somewhere.
That's like the time travel question.
No, but there's no drawbacks, no benefits, but you have to choose to go back somewhere. Like, where are you going? When?
More specific. Probably to the time where I chose which EE I'm gonna do.
Yo, same.
Sounds like a common answer in this group. Okay, just for the sake of not having this, say you had to choose the century earlier than, 2000. So, 20th century and further back. What?
You can go anywhere in time?
Anywhere in time. You could go back to the
ancient Greece.
Mesozoic era. I'm riding a dinosaur.
You're also riding a very short lifespan.
Look. I'll ride a T-Rex to my death, I don't care.
Okay. Aram, you said ancient Greece.
Yes.
Boring.
First off, that isn't necessarily as boring as you might think, but why ancient Greece?
Because, hear me out.
Mm-hmm. I'm
gonna slap the shit out of all the
You would be like a god to them if you introduced Pythagorean theorem before Pythagoras does.
Pythagoras like that, wow.
The thing is that you'd have to prove it to them, which you're not capable of.
No, you don't need to.
They'll just trust you, yeah.
Yes.
Well, you...
Invent calculus for them.
just invents everything for them. Everything's named after Aram now in the 21st century. Ah, yeah. The Aramean theorem. Which one's that?
I would have used that.
The backbone theorem.
Yeah, okay. But what about the fact that, you know, before, say, like, you want to go back just so you could advance civilization so that you'd be like a god to them?
Oh, I know it sounds like that.
It sure does.
Someone has a god complex? Anyway, me?
Actually, let me change my answer.
Okay, go for it.
I am thinking. Dennis, go first.
Okay, Dennis.
I'd go also to ancient Greece.
Ah.
Okay.
Why are you, Dennis? Do you also have a god complex?
The Aram's roommate?
Yes.
Two gods on this planet. So, seriously though, god complex is
the statues of the gods. Kind of cool. Not. You don't listen.
What?
I said to see how they made them, not to become one.
Ah.
I'm not a dictator like Aram.
Okay, fair enough. So, in that case, that leaves Ivan while Aram is still busy thinking.
No, I have.
Or no, wait. I have a better idea. I have a better idea. Nick, okay, can I go? Yeah, I would take like the biggest bag of vitamins and medicine possible, and I would go to the time when Black Death was around to become like the biggest religious figure that survived everything. That's a better idea.
Wow, okay. Another fun idea there. Aram, you said...
I don't know how to say it in English. Right?
What do you mean you don't know how to say it in English?
Google it, then.
Prehistoric era.
So basically what you're saying is something similar to Liam.
He wants to go prehistoric because his intellect would match his comrades.
No, because Liam wants to ride a dinosaur, right? I just want to live in a cave and draw.
So you want to live in a cave by yourself, excluded from society, and somehow you...
By yourself. No, I'd find my homo sapiens.
Uh-huh. Wonderful. How are you going to communicate with them?
Oonga boonga in that.
Confused. Oonga boonga.
You and draw for them.
Your artistic skills are really going to impress them, Aram.
I'll draw seashells.
Alright, so you'd somehow try and survive in the prehistoric era. Not sure how that'd go for you, but go for it. Sounds like a great idea. Ivan, you were about to say something before everybody interrupted you.
Yes, I would go to the Viking era.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. You so fearless?
No, I just like violence.
Wait. Violence.
I just like violence. What a quote. Amazing. Okay.
I'd go back to, 1492? Join Christopher Columbus.
No, because Christopher Columbus was a bitch-ass boy. They just went to an island drunk.
Someone has strong opinions.
And was just stupid and didn't do anything. Where Vikings?
No, he did do something. He enslaved most of them.
Be quiet, slave. Whereas Vikings were saving precious and like valuable things from.
You read this in a book or where?
Stuff like that. When it was conveniently on fire and everybody inside died somehow. Like from like stab wounds, but like nobody knows which stab wounds or who did it. They just came there and saved everybody. I mean, everything that was valuable.
So not everybody.
So they just looted the place.
No. They saved everything that was valuable because everybody was already dead when they got there. They have no idea how that happened.
Why didn't they come there earlier?
It's bad luck for them. They like a black cat crossed the road in front of them. So it was like bad luck.
Well, their intention
roads.
Their intention was to greet new people, especially new religions and stuff like that. They loved that. And so they just went there. And just, everything was on fire. Just somebody was there before them, you know, just like, you know, an hour before they came.
So I have the second group of Vikings was there to make it look cool.
So good intentions, however they ended up stealing from the dead. Okay, cool. Not too dissimilar from Christopher Columbus himself.
No.
Be quiet, boy. You're like
Christopher Columbus took from the live and then killed them.
He also killed half the freaking Aztecs just by spreading a plague.
Yeah. Fucking boss move.
And then stole from those dead Aztecs, so not too dissimilar if you ask me.
Well, we didn't ask you.
But I'm the host of this. I get to ask myself. I don't like that, Dennis. You're muted now.
Oh,
right. Abuse of power, abuse of power.
Look, I'll
I have to say it.
It's okay. I understand where you're coming from. All right. Yeah, well, Vikings could definitely be a cool. So you'd want to participate in, like, raids and exploring new places.
No, I just really would like to fight to death with somebody.
So you just go back to the period with the sole intention of getting into a fist fight or, like, axe fight the second you get there.
Yes.
Okay, there's three suicidal people in this group. God damn.
How is that suicidal? I'll go to Valhalla and live my life with, like...
No one said Valhalla was a real thing. That's just what they believed in.
Are you racist towards religions? You fucking...
A religion?
No, that's the real religion. If you don't die in combat, you basically suck and you're going to this weird place where nobody likes you.
It's also if you don't die holding a weapon.
If they kick the sword out of your hand, like, and then they stab you, like, oops, sorry, no, can't take you.
If you don't get a proper burial where they place a weapon in your hand, if you died without a weapon in hand, they thought you wouldn't go to Valhalla.
Yeah, but I'm hoping they would.
They'd be
by a year with my knowledge and my absolute god Greek god physique, I would just, you know, kill everybody, be like the top general, and then like a random arrow would kill me and they were like, oh my god, he died, and then they would give me like a big axe and I would just go to Valhalla and enjoy my life there.
Okay.
Well, are you fucking philosophically in Greece? Fucking pussies.
Bro, shut your ass up. I'm riding a dinosaur, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're beautiful.
So it seems like two of you definitely want to go back and die fast. Aaron wants to become a god, so there's that. And Dennis just wants to...
I changed.
Look, your first thing is that sticks with me. You can't change it. You said you wanted to be a god. God complex it is.
I want to be a caveman.
No, you get to be a god.
No.
Look, be happy with what you get, okay? A lot of people would kill to be god.
A lot of people did kill to be god.
Oh, that's deep.
Oh no, that's racist. That's racist.
It wasn't a law, it was just a selected few.
Liam, that selected few was quite a few people.
Yeah, they were quite the awesome bunch.
Well, you know, the Crusades, that was a lot of people dead, but never mind those, eh?
Next question.
Next question. Well, you know what? Since we've got a couple of minutes before an hour, I'll just do one more. A very simple one and a very common one asked. Now, Liam, I know you, when we talked about the zombies, you said sacrifice everyone else in order for you to stay alive. So this question will start with you. You get to sacrifice. You don't get to survive. There's like a 5% chance of you surviving. But if you choose to die, 50% of everyone in your group, which is us five, so two of us die, two of us live, two of us survive. Would you die to let the other two survive? Because if not, you have a 5% chance of surviving and everybody else dies.
So basically you're telling me I have a 5% chance to sacrifice everyone, which I'm taking it instantly. Even if it was like a 1% chance.
Wow. Okay.
In shiny hunting odds, that's a lot.
That is true. In shiny hunting, that's a lot.
Okay. So, Aram, in that case, since Liam's willing to abandon you like that, would you be willing to abandon Liam? There's a 50% chance it will be Liam who dies.
It's not about abandoning. It's about your own survival.
So strong survival instinct here as well.
I think the fuck.
Our survival instincts are just too big.
Okay. Dennis, gonna also go for survival instinct, or are you gonna be a nice buddy?
Oh, he's gone.
Ivan, what about you?
Depends.
I would be savage.
It really depends on the situation, because if it was like a situation where you were like, "Ooh, let's go poke the zombie's head and see if it falls off," then I'm like, "Nah, you guys stupid, you deserve to die." But if it was like
kind of like my leadership,
yes. But if it was like an actual like a problem, like something that you didn't really cause, and we're all like kind of at fault or nobody's at fault, then I would definitely, you know, sacrifice myself.
Team Mythbusters, are zombies rideable?
Okay. So
how do you mean that though? How do you mean that, huh?
I mean with a sandal.
Okay. Dennis, I did not hear you said you would be savage.
I was accidentally muted. Yeah, I would be savage because if I can rely on them, why should they rely on me? You know, so
we're influenced by our choice. Wow,
what fair trade.
What
do you mean?
It's not very original of you, Dennis. Not gonna lie.
Look.
Wow. You know what? Next time you should ask me first, and I can say the same thing to you.
Okay. Since those are your answers, I just have one final question for Liam.
No. Oh, really? Why not for me?
Dennis, you're not as much of a sadist as Liam, who just want to see everyone die, regardless of the chances. Liam, if everyone survived but you had a not one chance of surviving, would you still do it?
Yeah.
Mm. All right.
It's like shiny hunting and...
Which aren't that good, Liam.
Yeah, but think about it. I managed to get a shiny, so there's a chance that I survive this.
Yeah, on like the 1,000th try.
Yeah, so?
You would let us die 1,000 times with you.
Look, if I managed to get a shiny, yes.
All right. I think on that note of Liam just willing for everybody to be sacrificed, we should end this. So goodbye and see you until next time.
Bye.
Bye, worthless.
Bye. Bye.